This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Colorado forms vaccine coalition as federal support weakens. Colorado health officials and lawmakers are establishing a state-level coalition to promote childhood vaccinations, responding to concerns about potential federal policy changes that could undermine national immunization programs. The initiative comes as public health experts warn that reduced federal guidance could lead to declining vaccination rates nationwide, 95% vaccination coverage needed for community immunity against measles, childhood vaccination coverage rates by state, percentage of children with recommended vaccines, 2023-2024 school year, Vermont 98%, Colorado 89.9%, Idaho, Alaska 78%. Source, CDC School Vaccination Assessment Report, 2024, Georgian Medical Journal News. State coalition emerges amid federal uncertainty. The Colorado coalition includes pediatricians, public health officials, and bipartisan legislators who are preparing to maintain vaccination advocacy independently of federal programs. According to Dr. Sarah Johnson, Colorado's state epidemiologist, speaking to KFF Health News, the state recognizes the need for local leadership in immunization promotion. Colorado currently falls short of the 95% vaccination coverage rate recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention for maintaining community immunity. State health data show that 89% of kindergartners received required vaccinations for the 2023-2024 school year, leaving gaps that could allow preventable disease outbreaks. Federal advisory changes prompt state action. The formation of Colorado's coalition follows speculation about potential changes to the Federal Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, ACIP, which provides vaccination recommendations nationwide. Public health experts expressed concerns after Rortz suggested the incoming administration might alter the committee's composition or recommendations, according to analysis published in the New England Journal of Medicine. ACIP currently comprises 15 voting members, including physicians, public health experts, and consumer representatives who review vaccine safety and efficacy data. The committee's recommendations form the basis for vaccination policies across all 50 states and influence insurance coverage decisions. For more health policy developments affecting medical practice, childhood immunization programs at risk. Colorado's proactive approach reflects broader concerns about maintaining childhood immunization programs that have eliminated or controlled diseases like polio, measles, and diphtheria. The World Health Organization estimates that vaccination prevents 4 to 5 million deaths annually worldwide from diseases like diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, influenza, and measles. State legislators from both parties have expressed support for maintaining evidence-based vaccination policies. The bipartisan nature of Colorado's coalition reflects recognition that immunization transcends political divisions when community health is at stake. Recent studies continue to demonstrate the safety and effectiveness of childhood vaccines in preventing serious diseases. States must be prepared to maintain vaccination programs independently if federal guidance changes, with particular attention to maintaining the 95% coverage threshold needed for community protection. Dr. Sarah Johnson, state epidemiologist, Colorado Department of Public Health. Key takeaways: Colorado forms state coalition to promote childhood vaccines amid federal policy uncertainty. Current state vaccination rate of 89% falls below the 95% threshold needed for community immunity. Bipartisan support demonstrates recognition that immunization policy transcends political divisions. Frequently asked questions: what is community immunity, and why is 95% coverage important? Community immunity, also called herd immunity, occurs when enough people in a population are vaccinated to prevent disease transmission. The 95% threshold is particularly critical for highly contagious diseases like measles, which can spread rapidly through unvaccinated populations. How might federal policy changes affect state vaccination programs? States rely on federal CDC recommendations for vaccination schedules and safety guidance. Changes to the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices could alter these recommendations. potentially creating inconsistencies between states and affecting insurance coverage for vaccines. What diseases do childhood vaccines prevent? Standard childhood vaccines protect against 16 diseases, including measles, mumps, rubella, polio, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, hepatitis B, and invasive pneumococcal disease. Many of these diseases were major causes of childhood death before vaccination programs began. The success of Colorado's state-level vaccination coalition could serve as a model for other states seeking to maintain robust immunization programs regardless of federal policy changes. As public health challenges evolve, state leadership in vaccination advocacy may become increasingly important for protecting community health and preventing the resurgence of vaccine-preventable diseases. Source: Colorado charts its own course on vaccines amid federal pullback.